On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the new leads.
Now look, I need the leads.
These are the Glengarry leads.
Two lead cards for tonight, two lead cards for tomorrow.
Why give him the good leads?
He's got the leads.
He's got the leads. He's got the good leads.
The whole thing is the leads.
They stole the Glengarry leads.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
Yes, yes, it is time. It is about that time that we hit the hot leads. Chris Santiago, Chris Partee, Mitchell back there holding it down for us on the ones and twos. All right, let's jump into this first one. So we got NBA Commissioner Adam Silver made an announcement this morning about the All-Star Game and All-Star Weekend. Let's jump into that audio here.
But what about the concept of USA versus the world? Is that something that we will see possibly next year as you continue to try to tinker with the weekend?
Yes. So next year, as part of our new media deals, the All-Star Game returns to NBC, where it was when we were younger. And it so happens that next season we'll be smack in the middle of the Winter Olympics. So, in fact, the game will be on NBC, and the very day we're on, there'll be the lead-in will be Winter Olympic events, and then coming out of the All-Star Game, which is now going to be in the afternoon instead of the evening, there'll be more Olympic events. So what better time to feature some form of USA against the world? I'm not exactly sure what the format will be yet. I mean, obviously paid a lot of attention to what the NHL did with the...
Which was a huge success.
Which was a huge success.
The Frozen Four that was awesome.
It was great.
But also, you know, going back, you know, last summer, our Olympic competition was a huge success. I mean, those games, USA, Serbia, USA, France.
I love
France.
Watching it.
And by the way, to your point about the European style,
I mean,
a more physical style of basketball, a 40-minute game, which
is why
reference again.
You love the 40-minute game.
I just said it happened to be a 40-minute game in the Olympics. But yeah, we're not changing it. But
Thank
it
you.
Was, but I think that's another example.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver there, a.k.a. Skeletor. Talking about the All-Star Game, another change to the format of the All-Star Game. We just saw this a few years ago, a change to the format when they went to the players, picking the players. Mm-hmm. People's feelings, I heard, wasn't there some kind of beef between Giannis and James? Was it James Harden?
Yeah.
Was it because of that?
I don't know if it was because of that.
But they had a beef, though.
I think it was because, like,
Harden says something about, well, it's easy to, you know, score 30 points, run and dunk. Talked about his skill.
I can't remember if it was because of that, but I do remember that.
Whole. I think that kind of carried over into the All-Star thing, and that was brought up. But, yeah, so another change to the All-Star format. Chris, how do you feel? So, you know, USA versus the world, so obviously all the players not born in the United States, so players like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who a lot of people might not even realize is from Canada.
He's Canadian.
A. And then obviously Giannis, the Greek freak.
Jokic.
Luka.
I mean, maybe Joel Embiid, depending on what.
But he was born, right? He was born in Africa.
Yeah. So he was on Team USA.
That's true.
The Olympics.
So. He was also going to play for another country as well. I mean, he's all over the place. But, he don't even know where he's from.
But Wemby. I mean, out of all the names. I like this.
Yeah.
But.
Uh-oh, there's a but.
There needs to be a little bit more.
What do you mean? Like more.
I don't know. Maybe they need to do like a. Like a 1v1, like a 3v3. I mean, something to, like, get these players to, like, actually go out there and give them the 100% that we've all been missing.
Well, it doesn't sound like the – because this will be implemented for next year's All-Star Game, so the 25-26 All-Star Weekend. And it sounded like it might not just necessarily or even necessarily be the actual All-Star Game. It sounds like it will be some kind of – formation of different activities that involve.
They should do what the NHL did.
USA versus the world. And that's what Craig Carton, that show was horrible. That's what Craig Carton brought up as far as like how hockey did it. And it's been successful. You know, it was successful for them.
So basically kind of like a tournament, sort of. Isn't that kind of what hockey did?
Yeah, it was kind of each team. So basically, there was Sweden, Finland, Canada, and USA, correct. And they all played each other once, and whoever got like the point system, whoever got the most points, played each other in the finals.
Okay.
Well, we've already kind of seen that in the NBA with the NBA Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think
it not would the be, same exact, but it's something similar.
So
more of a European soccer style kind of system.
Yeah.
With the NBA. I'm talking about the NBA Cup.
But what I think that they could do is this would maybe get people to try a little bit more, especially like European players, is get it to be like, look at the world rankings and whoever the top four countries are, have them, whatever, send out their best players and just kind of make that like an all-star break. It's maybe expand the all-star break to be a few more days longer and have like maybe games on back-to-back days, or have a game on Friday and have a game on Saturday. You could have the semifinals on, on Friday and then the game on Sunday. And add a couple extra or a few extra days of rest so the players can like heal up and everything. But I think having that, you can get France out there, send some of their best players, Spain, you know, and it will actually get people to compete more. And also Team USA will play with each other more. Team France will play with each other more. So once the Olympics come around, it'll already be a little bit more competitive, and we'll have already seen them go up against each other rather than only at the Olympics. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
No, and that's a good idea. The only issue there is when you said adding more games. You know how these NBA players are, man.
Oh, yeah, I know that, but it would be...
Adding more games.
Unless there's like a nice incentive for these guys, they're not going to want to play more games. Not saying that your idea is wrong or anything like that. Like it's a good idea. It's just, to me, we know how these NBA players are. They'd rather not play if they had the opportunity. And most of these guys look forward to the All-Star weekend because they want the rest.
They want the rest. And, I mean, that's kind of what it comes down to, because look at this. So the last seven NBA MVP awards have gone to players. Now, it's between like four players, but it's gone to guys that weren't born in the USA. So that would not play in this on the USA side. Obviously, Nikola's won three of those. Joel Embiid campaigned and won one. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander won it this year. And then you had Giannis, 19 and 20. He went back to back. The last American-born MVP was your own Houston Rockets at the time, James Harden. That's the last, Eaton, right? That's the last American-born league MVP in the NBA. So what this tells me is that we're going to get run out the gym if it goes like this. They are going to run our asses out of the gym. Because you just said it. Most of these players do not care, for one. You talked about adding more games. I don't think they have already added some more games with the NBA Cup. And that kind of, I still don't fully understand that.
It's
but
like they added like an extra game that doesn't count, but the other ones do count towards the regular season.
Which is it's just why. Yeah. It's a little too convoluted.
I mean, the only extra game is for the people who make the championship.
Yeah, if you keep going. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little convoluted for me. But again, also the NBA Cup is supposed to help with ratings, so maybe and with this All-Star change in format, I guess you're trying, like you said, trying to get players to basically care more. That's going to be tough. Let's just be honest. These guys make so much money now. I ain't even just talking about the superstars like your LeBrons and your Steph Currys. We're talking about guys that are like, the second or third guy off the bench still making multi-millions. Now, it's not like back in the day.
Like the seventh and eighth guy is the ninth.
Yeah, like the seventh and eighth guy is the seventh and eighth guy might be making 18 million. That 15 to 18 million.
Hey, slide over a couple of that for me. You know what? I'll play any game.
For you, for all of us.
For all of us, man.
Yeah, I'll play any game. You put me anywhere.
Mitchell trying to take all the money for himself. We trying to get paid too.
I just need a mill, man.
What you talking about? That's all I need.
Small little mill.
I mean, it's something I think it could be interesting.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press. We're
World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show. Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
If they, I guess I don't want to say if they do it right, because I don't know if there's a right or a wrong way to do it, but I just think it's going to be hard to get the players to actually care and go out there for an all-star game and give their all like we used to see, just because, you know, they get a bonus or whatever it is for winning the all-star game, right? But it's not nearly what guys are making on their regular salary. So it's like, why go hard and potentially get hurt? Especially if you're on a contending team.
Yeah.
Mid-season.
The last thing.
What's the point?
Yeah, there's no need.
There's really no incentive for the players, whether they were born here in America or not, any of them. There's no reason for them to really go hard anymore. And I think this last one in February just kind of was the pinnacle of that. It was atrocious. Atrocious.
Oh my.
Just horrible.
I mean, like, I got to agree with you there. But, I mean, I just think if you added, like, the system where it's, like, four different countries, I think players like Wemby, Jokic, Giannis, like, we see how they play for their country. Like,
yeah,
they're out there giving it their all. So I think we would see, like, France, we would see all these other countries giving it their all, and then we'd see USA not really trying, and then that's where the upsets would happen, and then that's when you can get the bragging rights going into the Olympics or going into the FIBA World Cup or whatever it's called. Like, yeah, that's where you can get the bragging rights, and it would actually have something on the line and get more people to view that stuff.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with it. It is interesting. I don't know if it's going to move the needle for fans either.
I don't think so.
But it is interesting. It's an interesting concept to think about. But again, the All-Star Game is in next February, so we have some time, and they have time to kind of hash things out, and got a whole offseason ahead. The postseason, NBA Finals start tomorrow night, so we're not even done with the season yet. So we'll get back to that.
Talking about NBA Finals, yeah? I'm so upset.
Why?
How long is it taking for these damn finals to come?
I know,
on?
Man. It's like they've been off. They only been off a few days, but it feels like forever.
It feels like forever.
Just feels like forever. And I mean, I'm excited about the finals.
Me too.
But I think this is probably going to be a very lowly rated or less watched finals than a lot of other, because a lot of casual fans are not going to care about the Thunder and Pacers.
It's going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be good.
It's going to be a heck of a finals. But yeah, I do agree on that part. That. The viewership is going to go down here.
Yeah, and the viewership is already down for the NBA in general, and has been. So we'll see what happens there. So let's talk about the Phoenix Suns. They fired their former head coach, and now they already have a hire. The season, postseason's not over yet. Offseason isn't even officially started yet, but they've hired Cavs assistant Jordan Ott as their new head coach. Do you think he can do something? Because they were another team that were, for the pieces they had and what they did to get Kevin Durant in there with Devin Booker and then go get Bradley Beal, who is stealing money right now, to go get him and form a big three but not really be able to fill out the roster the way they really needed to. I mean, do you think this guy can come in there? And I mean, he's coming from a team that won, I think, 64, 62 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
Number one seed in the East. I didn't think they would go much of anywhere. Lost to the Pacers, but they had some injuries too. That always matters. But what do you think of this hire?
I really don't know. I mean, I don't know what the Suns have planned. I mean, you have, what's his name? Oh, my head just blanked. Bradley Beal there,
yeah,
with all that contract, with that big contract.
Nobody taking that off their hands right now.
I mean, you have KD, who you don't know what you're going to get from him. Clearly, you're willing to give up, gain less for KD nowadays, because just like the market for him is just like, it's not as high as you thought he was, you thought it was for him. So it's just like, and the only really piece there, I'd say, is Devin Booker. And maybe,
yeah,
I don't know who else. So I don't know. One thing I did notice here is just that
Devin Booker was involved in this search.
Yeah, which is that's a big thing because he's your guy.
Exactly, and he stamped his choice. So that kind of tells me that, all right, it's 100%. I don't want to say 100%, but it's definitely up there in the 80s, 90s percent that Devin Booker's not going anywhere.
I don't think so.
And they plan on building around him.
Which is what they should be doing. We talked about it earlier. He's your homegrown guy. You drafted him. You developed him. He's been there. I mean, I believe, even though I'm not a big Chris Paul fan, but I think his best seasons, even if he didn't average the most points those seasons, but they were when Chris Paul was there. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think Chris, because there were times when they tried to play Devin Booker as their point guard. He's not a point guard. He's a shooting guard.
Yeah,
he's a two guard. He's better off the ball. He can create his own shot, but he's not the guy that I want on a supposed contender or championship team setting us up, getting us into our offense. He's not him.
Now, unless you have another guard to pair with him that can also kind of basically, I wouldn't say do the same thing, but just be similar to what he does. I think they complement each other well. But other than that, I agree. I don't think Devin Booker is a point guard.
No, I don't think he's a natural point guard.
Mm-hmm.
I think his position, he's that gunner. He's on the wing. He's a two guard. I mean, he can offensively do pretty much everything you want a shooting guard, really in any age, you know, to do, right?
And that, not to take away that he can't playmake, it's just that he's better at doing the actual shooting guard things.
He's better at getting his own than necessarily taking over the whole offense. Again, I want him freed up to not have to do that.
Right.
So, got to figure that out. And again, I don't think Bradley Beal is really one of those guys either to play the point guard position. I think he's also a two guard.
Yeah.
A guy that's going to score a ton of points.
He's just like an undersized shooting guard. I want to say, I mean, what is he?
Like 6'3"-ish.
Yeah.
Maybe 4. Maybe 6'4". But Devin Booker's like 6'6".
Yeah.
Like he's like that. He's like the prototypical NBA shooting guard. 6'6", you know, 210, 215 pounds, whatever he is. Can get his shot. Can definitely create his own shot. Like, that's what you want. He's gotten better to me over the years. He's gotten better defensively, you know. I'm not saying he's just, you know, a shutdown guy. I don't think those really exist anymore anyway, just because of the way the NBA is. It's hard to really shut anybody down. Guys are getting their points.
It's not shutting them down. It's more, can you contain them? Can you,
contain them? Yeah.
That's kind of how I view it.
Yep. So, I mean, we'll see what happens with this hire. Jordan Ott, Ott is a guy that's put in his dues. He's been an assistant since going back to 2012, been with the Hawks, Nets, Lakers, Cavaliers, and obviously the Cavs. So he's put some time in. Might be a good hire. I mean, sometimes these younger guys
are just fill-ins.
Yeah, sometimes they are. But sometimes, like Taylor Jenkins, when he got the job in Memphis, like, I don't think most people knew what he was going to do there. They had a couple good years. Now, last year, even the year before, things kind of, you know, the bottom kind of fell out.
Mm-hmm.
But that happens. When your star player is getting suspended and getting hurt, not on the court, it's tough. It's tough, especially for a young head coach. And we see now, I mean, hell, we talked about it. Thibs went to New York, got to the conference finals and got fired. So if you fall short of that, your job's in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be interesting to see what he can do with this roster and how he can better it.
Coming up, more MLB news, something that could change the way a lot of games are decided, a lot of outcomes to games. Sports Radio 610, Area 45.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.